Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, welcome back to the last episode of the City Confessions. It is so wild to just know that 2020 is finally over. I know that it was a tough year for a lot of us with everything that has been going on. And it's just such a reflective journey for me personally to talk about, you know, what this year has brought me, the lessons that I've learned, and ultimately wrapping up the season. So if you guys don't know, this is going to be the last episode of season 4. And the way I normally schedule the format of the podcast is that at the end, I do a little recap as well as a confession. So stay tuned for that. But I think more so, I want to first thank each and every one of you guys for listening to my podcast. If you are new here, hello, how are you, and welcome. And if you have been a loyal listener, I honestly cannot express the gratitude that I have for you guys, because this has started out as a passion project for me about 2 years ago. And it has now just brought me so much joy. And I am so grateful to be able to share stories with you all, to be able to create this platform that not only welcomes realness, but also, you know, really trying to normalize struggles. This year has been a year that has brought me a lot of clarity and a new sense of awakening, if that makes sense. I am a very spiritual person, but I will say my spirituality and my connection to my inner soul has definitely improved, and it's still going to be a learning process. So I don't really have an agenda for this episode, so I am going to just apologize in advance if it's a little bit scattered and a little bit of everywhere. My solo episodes are selfish in the way that it is my chance to rant and kind of just word vomit whatever is on my head, or should I say in my mind. But just bear with me, I guess I can say. And yeah, so let's just dive in. If you haven't heard my episode last year, my last solo episode, be sure to check it out. And I only say this because it was such a pivotal point in my life in terms of releasing the burden that I felt for the last 3-4 years. And once I was able to reveal my confession, I felt like I was free. I felt like I was no longer hiding this huge part of myself. And if you guys are wondering what that is, it's that I had open heart surgery. And I speak more in depth about the experience, about what I went through, and the whole situation. So go back and check that out if you want to hear my full story. But I bring it up because I remember exactly where I was at a year ago, like sitting in my apartment in the same exact location that I am sitting in now, feeling so fearful of telling my story and more so clicking publish to distribute it to the world to listen. It was such a scary time in my life. I wasn't sure if I even wanted to do it. And I am going to listen to the episode before this year ends, but it's, you know, I'm no longer that person, like full, the one that recorded that episode and the one that had so much anxiety and fear and even shame. I think that's the biggest emotion I felt at the time. I'm at such a great place in my life right now. I feel like my personal development and growth has skyrocketed in 2020. So while this year has been rough, and I've definitely have experienced a lot of surprises, grief and loss, and all-time high anxiety, it was also a year that I was able to slow down and I was able to really turn inwards. And it was also the first year that I put myself into therapy, something that I have been advocating for years and, you know, didn't really put in the work. It was only until I lost my friend, which I have also spoken about in the last episode, wrapping season 3, that I found myself needing to tap into places that were uncomfortable. And my therapist, the new one, because I had to switch therapists, is amazing. I can't rave enough about therapy. I honestly think it does wonders. And even if you don't think you need therapy, I promise you that you will benefit from it. There's this misconception that therapy is for people with quote unquote issues, right? That there's a lot of past struggles and everything that you are going through stems from somewhere that you haven't really explored or gave it a chance to reveal itself. And look at the sirens. It's always, always, always so loud in the city, especially when I record. But again, real life, this is the city confessions. So like I was saying before, I've learned so much from therapy. And I think that's the topic that I really want to explore more in this solo episode. And the one lesson I've learned from therapy that I think is so important, my therapist told me that I need to stop repainting people in a positive light. So there's a quote that says something along the lines of, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Point blank. That's it. I'm the type of person who, and again, I've made a conscious decision to adopt this positive mindset because I used to be so angry at the world and I felt like I was walking around with a lot of resentment. I, through self-work and travel, I've learned that, you know, that's not a way to live. I wanted to live my life showing up, loving life, you know, being happy and bringing joy to others. And I used to always give people the benefit of the doubt. If something would happen and, you know, it didn't sit well with me or it rubbed me the wrong way, I would always tell myself, you know what, that person's having a bad day. It's okay. You know, they are a better person. I just didn't catch them at the right time. And I would make all these excuses for people. And I would always just let them pass, you know. And it came from a great place. It came from a place of being like, I don't want to talk bad about that person. I don't want to see that person in a bad light. I always, again, was walking around with these like positive lens for everybody. And I wasn't able to see reality for what it is. And it's kind of ironic because I feel like through my self-work, it actually served as a Like it kind of backfired on me because I think there is this notion of people who want to become better people, they end up being soft, if that makes sense. So by no means am I sitting here saying that I'm a soft person because trust me, if you cross me, I am not, it's not pretty. And I definitely have a very strong personality for those who know me. I am raw, real, direct, no filter. But I had to learn to tone that down, right? Tone it down because I wanted to be a better person. And what I realized is that being nice or trying to show up as a nice person in the world is not always a good thing. Why? Because by doing that, I am not only putting other people first, but I am not being true to what's happening and potentially not protecting myself. So I want to segue into the concept and idea of setting boundaries. That has been my biggest struggle in 2020. I am aware of what boundaries are. I am aware of what my boundaries are as well, but I have such a hard time vocalizing it because when I was reading all these examples of successful ways and healthy ways to set boundaries, for some reason, as a receiving party and as a party just reading it, I felt like a lot of them seemed mean, you know? And my therapist told me it's not being mean, right? It's you just protecting yourself and knowing what you can and cannot stand for. So I realized that just because you think a negative thought about somebody or about a situation, it does not mean you are a bad person. That thought might seem so obvious to you guys, but for me, being able to wrap my head around that was mind-blowing. So, for example, if somebody pisses me off, the normal person, whatever normal is, would it be like, oh my God, you know, I'm really angry, or that was like not cool. And I would be the type to say more like, again, like make an excuse, oh, that person was just having a bad day, and like it's fine, like, you know, kind of like strike one, I'll know better next time. And that's like not the case because by giving them passes, I'm allowing them to not only get away with it, but what's the word? Dismissing my own standards or needs or like restrictions of what I, again, will allow and what I won't allow. So that has been a crazy lesson that I'm learning to come in terms with. So I think this year has made me become more in tune with what my boundaries are, and just like standing my ground and really sticking by it, and not, it's not necessarily not caring about other people, but just caring about myself more. And there is nothing wrong with that, let me tell you guys. Okay, you do come first, you should come first. Yes, I understand that if you have a family, if you have kids, if you have a partner, if you have other responsibilities, of course they come into play. I'm not ignoring that. But what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you need to do what's best for you. You need to tap into your own life, your own path, and really, really be honest with yourself. So many people cannot be honest with themselves, and that is obviously something that I struggled with in the past as well. I was not being honest with how I felt, and I feel like we all have a version of who we are and then who we really are. And the best way to live life is when those two versions of ourselves align, are the same person, and is authentic. So, with all that being said, I am welcoming the new year with a new sense and newfound discovery of what it means to be a well-rounded person who can be honest with themselves. And I think, yeah, the key takeaway is don't repaint people. You know, like if you see somebody for who they are, you see them for who they are, and you take it for what it is. Like, do not make excuses for people. And it's actually beneficial because if you do take it for what it is and they end up, do have, it was a bad day, or they end up showing a better version of themselves, then you just take the new discovery and replace it with the old, right? But the main thing is to definitely notice patterns and notice trends, because trends and patterns don't lie, guys. Let me tell you again, trends and patterns don't lie. So just for my own updates, because that was like a huge lesson that I've learned from 2020, and I just feel like therapy has literally changed my life. But listen, I love astrology. You guys that know me, I love saying that you guys know me as if you guys, you and I are friends, but we are, we are podcast friends. But no, really, I love astrology, and I've been getting so intrigued by the concept and just again tapping into my spiritual side. And there is a new wave of energy coming. Okay. I don't know if you guys feel it, but I was mentioning to a friend that normally when the new year rolls around, it just seems very routine, right? It's very expected. You know that, once Christmas hits, then New Year's hits, and hello, bam, we're in a new year. And it just seems like any other day. But for some reason, I'm recording this on December 29th. This is a bonus episode that's dropping on December 31st. And I don't know what it is. I am so fired up. I have so much energy. I'm so excited for what the new year has to come, what the new year will bring. I just feel like there's a light in me that is ready to just shine. And maybe it's because we've all been cooped up and we've had a crazy year, or maybe it's just because the energy that I've been welcoming, that I've been attracting, the people that I've been surrounding myself with, the information that I've been consuming, all of it is what I want. That is what I envision, is what I'm allowing myself to absorb. And that's so important. If you are unhappy with your life right now, or something doesn't feel right, I'm not saying it's easy to, flip the switch, flip the script, but you do have the power to create your own reality, and you do have the power to make your dreams come true. Yes. Is it cheesy? Sure. But is it cheesy in a way that it's not impossible? Not at all. There is a power in dreaming. If you can literally dream and envision yourself doing something, then you are already allowing your mind and your perspective to see that is a possibility, right? So the next step is to making that possibility a reality. And what do you have to do? Obviously, you have to put in the work. You have to put in these steps to make it happen. But what I'm trying to say is 2021, get rid of your limiting beliefs. Get rid of making excuses. Literally, we have one life, okay? We always hear it, YOLO. It is so freaking true. We have one life. So maybe it's because I'm turning 29 this month, but I mean next month, but it's like we come to a sense of, we did a little trial and error in our adolescence and our teenage years and our early adult life, but it's like you are the captain of your own ship. The ship equals your life. So I'm just here to remind you all that take everything that you want to do, take life by its horn and freaking run with it. There is nothing and nobody that can stop you. Oh, if you can't tell, I'm like literally fired up. But yeah, it's just, I know that this year is going to be such an amazing year for myself. And I really hope that you guys are going to have a fabulous year as well. And that's my little summary. Again, I know it's a little bit of everywhere, but hey, it's me just getting all my thoughts out there. So I'm going to basically wrap it up and then tell you what you can be in the lookout for in 2021. But before I do that, let me give you a confession. And I have one main one. My main confession is that I mentioned this time and time again, but This has been a passion project of mine. I love it so much. I love my guests. I love the connections I've made. I love everything that this platform has given me and that I have given as well. And I don't make money from this, guys. I will tell you right now because I'm looking at the balance in my the statistics. I currently have $77.92 from this podcast. What does that mean? First of all, that is over 2 years. So each year I've made like $35 from doing this podcast. And I'm saying this in a comical way, but I don't care. Like for me, my motivation was to never make money from this. It was never like, oh my God, this can be like my stream of income. Again, I'm just super passionate about connecting with others and storytelling. But I say this because it's just to give insight on, what this means to me and the reality of podcasting. I'm sure I can like grow my audience and make more money from it. And maybe that's one thing that I definitely do want to do next year, just really take this to another level and get more exposure, because I do believe that the lessons and stories that my guests tell on this platform are very insightful, powerful, inspiring, and moving. But yeah, so when you hear my ads roll out, please listen to it, guys, because I probably will be making like 10, 5 cents or 10 cents from it. And you can also, I never, ask for support, but you can really support your girl by subscribing to this podcast, by sharing it. You can even donate to it, which is something, a feature that I didn't know that was on Anchor. Be sure to check the show notes on how to do that if you're feeling generous and just want to help out. So yeah, that's, and I don't think a lot of people will ever reveal their finances or I guess what they're making. But again, I have no shame because this is a passion project. I love it so much and I'm going to continue doing it. So, be expected for more to come. And my other confession kind of relates to what you guys can be on the lookout from me for 2021. And that is, drum roll, I am currently writing a book. I am not going to say what it's about, but just know that I plan, and notice the word plan, on releasing it this year. It is exciting. It is something that I have been working on. I think the stars will be aligning. So hopefully, I can reveal more about that when all is said and done. But I've always loved writing. I've always said at a very young age that before I die, I will have a book out. And yeah, it started in COVID times. So hopefully we can see it, come to life. Actually, let me retract that statement. It will come to life. So be sure to, again, just keep listening to this podcast. Make sure you follow me because I have a feeling that in my solo episode, not the one introducing season 5, which will go live on January 25th, but the episode wrapping 5th season, I can probably give more updates on this book, but I'm really excited about it. I think that's another reason why I just feel like 2021 is going to be a great year. So that's it, guys. This episode is really short and simple. It's really a way for me to express my gratitude for each and every one of you listening. For me, just taking a step back and being proud that I've done this and I'm still doing it. And most importantly, it is bringing me so much joy. And that is the key takeaway. Like, you need to find things that sparks joy in you guys and run with it, because there is nothing more satisfying than doing things you love, being surrounded by things and people that uplift you. So, with all that being said, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have an amazing and safe new year. And I will talk to you guys in a month. I know it seems kind of far away, but trust me, it is going to just fly by. And this is your year, okay? 2021 is your year. You guys got this. I am sending you so much love, positivity, hugs, and just, you know what I always say, positive vibes don't lie. So thank you again for listening. I will catch you guys on the flip side in 2021. Happy New Year, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. All right, bye.